Hi, welcome to V-School again. We are on chapter 6. In the previous chapter, we saw Indian agri-commodity exchanges, the different types of members. In this chapter, we are going to see global agri-commodity exchanges. So, chapter 6 is specifically meant for global agri-commodity exchanges. The objectives of this chapter is to help students understand the global agri-commodity exchanges, the different types of commodities that are traded on global commodity exchange, and we also see the evolution of global agri-commodity exchanges. Chapter 6 will explain the evolution, the commodities, as well as the commodity derivatives contract. This will help you to make a simple comparison between some specifications that are in the global derivatives contracts vis-a-vis Indian derivative contracts. It will also give a broad idea about the manner in which such agri-commodities are traded, the purpose for which they exist, and the transformation that has happened for the growth and development of the agri-commodities market. Because commodities market is successful in bringing in an overall transformation because of the simple facilitation done between the buyers and sellers that has boosted the trade, that has boosted e-commerce as well. So how did the formal market of trading commodities actually originate? Agriculture and farming, if we refer to history, is as old as human civilization and settlement. Agricultural revolutions of the 8500 BC led to the trading of agri-commodities between settlements. This is purely on the basis of history what we refer. Adoption of gold coins as a medium of exchange in the medieval Europe seeded the thought of development of formal markets for trading commodities. Because during those times, we did not have commodities specifically as we define on the stock exchanges. We did not have money to exchange in the same way what we have today. So different objects of value, they took in the form of the money value. Commodities were defined based on the civilization, based on the settlements. Commodities market evolved out of many trading activities that were carried out since the ancient times. If we list out different milestones, then 1100, Curtius de Change of France played a role of modern times broker by managing the agricultural debts on behalf of the banks. In the 12th century, the European sellers used to execute contracts promising future delivery of goods sold by them. In the 13th century, English Cistercian monasteries sold wool over 10 years in advance to foreign merchants. Merchants of Venice, popularly known as the Venetians, first started trading in the government securities. So this is the chronology of the major trading that happened over a period of time. And likewise, the trading improvised with the progress of civilization. Commodities got exchanged with the barter system, goods for goods. Commodities from one place from sold to another out of the producer's geographic region with sole intention of making profits. Different types of commodities were grown to suit the requirements of different consumers across different geographies. Different arrangements and contracts were executed. Basically, when we see different types of contracts, this was a simple arrangement put into the paper or some other form of documentation which both agreed to. Subsequently, these arrangements and contracts were converted into rules, standards, specifications for quality, for produce, for quantity, for transport, for storage, for delivery, logistics, mode of payment, etc., etc., so that the contract could be executed efficiently and effectively. There won't be any disputes because the trades were happening on standards. The trading was based on various factors such as weather, the conflict, the climate, the supply and demand, the preference of people, the quality, the storage of produce. And if we want to understand the first recorded commodity futures trade, it occurred in the 17th century in Japan. A futures market in rice was developed to protect rice producers from bad weather or warfare at a popular place, Dojima, near Osaka, Japan, in the 17th century. So this is where we find the traces of first recorded commodities futures trade in Japan. Next, we saw emergence of the forward contracts in the 1800s. The forward contracts emerged from a grain or a crop trade in United States in order to allow the buyers and the farmers to lock in the grains or prices, farm or the crop prices prior to the delivery. By locking the future price in advance, the farmers were protected from the risk of deterioration in the quality of the stored grains or fall in their prices. So this is the way they used the forward contract. Quality and quantity of agri-produce, the price, the delivery time and place, and other terms and conditions of the contract were defined. A centralized clearinghouse was also created to act as a counterparty to both parties, so there would be a settlement guarantee between both the buyers and the sellers. And unlike two participants in a forward contract, because forward contracts are generally bilateral, a trade could happen on a futures exchange wherein the counterparty risk won't be there. So this is how the forwards to the futures journey emerged from the 1800s to the exchange traded futures contract. There were further developments since then, and now also a lot of developments are happening. Let us be in line with what happened after 17th century. So the next important development happened in 18th century. Europe witnessed a large turnover in both the forwards and futures contracts in different kinds of commodities. During the mid-19th century, commodity exchanges were set up in both US and the Europe. By mid-20th century, many countries tried to consolidate the commodities exchanges by merging the bigger and the more organized commodity exchanges. When we talk in terms of India, India also has a large number of commodity exchanges dealing with single commodities and controlled by producers and traders in the mid-20th century. So this commodity trading is also a phenomenon in Indian markets since long. We saw different commodity exchanges setting up in US as well as Europe, like the Chicago Board of Trade, established in 1848, is considered as the earliest official commodity trade exchange. The Argentina's Bolsa de Cereales in 1854, the Chicago Board Options Exchange in 1873 is the first marketplace for trading in listed options. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange, CME Group, and the New York Mercantile Exchange, NYMEX, are considered to be the pioneers in establishing the commodity exchanges. The CME Group is the world's leading and the most diverse derivative marketplace. Then we also have London Metal Exchange in 1877, the Chicago Butter and Eggs Board 1898, the Egypt's Alexandria Futures Market 1899. The Intercontinental Exchange, ICE, is a popular commodity exchange in Europe. So we have different commodity exchanges evolving during different times, which clearly establishes the fact that the commodity exchanges got established in different parts of the globe, more specifically Europe and the US. Agricultural products continue to remain as the main commodity of futures trading for over 100 years. However, different other commodities could also got traded on the exchanges, like the livestock was added to the trading block during 1950s. Contracts for precious metal like silver started trading during the 1960s. Currencies became a tradable commodity in the 1970s. Stock market index benchmarks like the S&P 500 and the government debt instruments became tradable commodities to futures contracts in the 80s and the 90s. So new type of commodities got traded across the exchanges with different thought processes. In this process, more and more exchanges got established worldwide in the 20th century. The online trading system got introduced in the early 21st century, and that made the trading more popular because the transparency, the screen-based trading, give better confidence to the buyers and sellers. The reliance on the members was reduced. No doubt they were not allowed, but they could actually see what trade they have executed, and they could get a backup in the form of the contract notes for the trades they could do. Due to the entry of large number of market participants, the commodity trading was used to protect the trades by hedging. So people not only used trading for profits, especially commodity trading was also used for hedging, creating a cushion of insurance against any risk that may happen in the future. Let us see one by one the different global commodity exchanges. The first one to start with, Chicago Board of Trade, popularly known as the CBOT. The Chicago Board of Trade was established in 1848. It enabled trading in both agri and financial contracts. It was specifically created to help farmers and commodity consumers to remove the price risk uncertainty into agri products. Four contracts pose credit risk for the merchants, and hence to deal with the prime concern of credit risk, a group of businessmen formed CBOT. CBOT provided centralized commodity exchange where a large number of buyers and sellers could negotiate forward contracts. In 2007, CBOT got merged into Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and that is how the CME has become one major group. We have some other exchanges also merging into CME to make it into a larger group. Next, we have actually the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The CME group is the world's leading and the most diverse derivative markets place. It is made up of four exchanges, the CME, the CBOT, the NYMEX, as well as the COMEX. There are different types of memberships available on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for getting access to different products at different rates. The popular products that are used to profit from the hedge against price movements are the corn, the wheat, the black sea wheat, the oats, the rough rice, the soybeans, the soybean meal, the soybean oil, and a lot many. Let us see one specific commodity, specs, the corn futures contract specs. Specs means the specification. Contract corn futures offer the global price discovery in a market that can be frequently based on the weather conditions, the politics, the crop conditions, the shipping and the freight issues, and more. It is one of the majorly traded commodities in the world. And when we say majorly commodity traders in the world, the global factors can impact the price. Some part of the specification of a corn future contract specs, when we talk about the specs, these are of the global commodity exchange, like the corn contract unit is a 5,000 bushel. The contract month is HKNUZ, which is denoted as March, May, July, September, December. The price quotation is in US dollars and cents per bushel. So based on the foreign currency, based on the foreign terminology, the specs are also defined at a global commodity exchange. Now, what benefits does a corn future contract provide? Number one, the liquidity. Number two, flexible trade execution with the central order book. Safety and security, because it helps them mitigate the counterparty risk, because the exchange guarantees the settlement, overnight electronic access to understand the market moving global news and events, extended trading hours, future leverage helps to trade a larger notional value with a small margin, and we have different size for different needs. After understanding the CBOT, the CME, now let's understand the New York Mercantile Exchange, popularly known as the NYMEX. The New York Mercantile Exchange was started when a group of butter and cheese farmers formed the Butter and Cheese Exchange of New York in 1872. The exchange was later expanded to include eggs, and the name changed to Butter, Cheese and Eggs Exchange. A decade later, the market opened trade in canned goods, poultry and dried fruits also, and the name further changed to New York Mercantile Exchange with different types of commodities. The best part of it is, well, it replaced the open outcry trading system with the electronic trading to bring in more transparency in 2016. The NYMEX is regulated by their regulator, that is Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. It is now a commodity futures exchange owned and operated by CME, because in the CME slide we saw NYMEX is also merged with the CME group. Now, these are major US exchanges. Now let us go to Europe. A major exchange is Eurex Exchange. Eurex Exchange is the largest European futures and options market. The exchange is headquartered in Germany. Eurex Exchange is one of the first to offer a fully electronic trading platform. The market participants connected across 700 locations worldwide. Eurex Exchange offers a broad product investment portfolio and the leading edge T7 trading architecture. Now, friends, having taken a view of the major commodity exchanges in US, in the Europe, let us see some more global commodity exchanges. We have many listed in your book. Let us see some few of them after the American and the European exchanges. Let us see the African exchange, agricultural commodity exchange for Africa. Its objective is to create an efficient and transparent marketing system for the agri commodities. It aims to decrease the transportation costs, mitigate information asymmetries, and govern the contractual relations between the market participants. It uses mobile technology to collect the price information from the rural areas and disseminate it to farmers, traders, and others in the agricultural industries. A warehouse receipt system gives a small farmer the ability to safely store their commodities. It gives access to the best marketing opportunities for the agri commodities. Next, we have the Agri Futures Exchange in Thailand. The Agri Futures Exchange of Thailand, AFET, was established in 2001. It's regulated by the Agricultural Futures Trading Commission of Thailand. Trading at the AFET is done through, again, an electronic system, and it trades in rubber, rice, and tapioca. Next, we move to Japan, the Osaka Dojimo Commodity Exchange. The Osaka Grain Exchange, Osaka Sugar Exchange, and the Kobe Grain Exchange were merged into the Kansai Agricultural Commodities Exchange in 1993. This is the evolution out of mergers. Next, the Kansai Agricultural Commodity Exchange was merged with the Kobe Raw Silk Exchange to establish the Kansai Commodity Exchange in 1977. KEX was merged with the Fukuoka Futures Exchange in December 2006. After it took over rice futures from the Tokyo Grain Exchange in 2013, it was renamed as Osaka Dojima Commodity Exchange. So this is how we bring out the evolution of Osaka Dojima Commodity Exchange. The listed commodities at the Osaka Dojima Commodity Exchanges are the rice, the yellow corn, the US soybeans, the azuki beans, as well as the raw sugar. Next, we come to Indonesia. Indonesia's prominent, one of the prominent commodity exchange is the Indonesia Commodity and Derivatives Exchange, popularly known as the ICDX. Indonesia has abundant natural resources, and because of which it is home to some of the world's largest producers of prime commodities. Indonesia Commodity and Derivatives Exchange receives a good flow of funds from across the globe for accessing the Indonesian commodities market. ICDX exists to serve the underlying regional economic interest as a global trading hub for numerous indigenous commodities which includes your crude palm oil, the olein, the tin, as well as the gold. So it is leveraging the gift that has been showered upon it by the nature, which gets growth and development into the commodities market. Next, we come to our neighbor, Nepal. Nepal has Nepal Derivative Exchange. Nepal Derivative Exchange, NDEX, is a state-of-the-art online commodity and derivative exchange. It provides a platform to manage risk across major commodities. And when we talk about major commodities, it includes your precious metals, it includes your base metals, it also includes your agri commodities and energies commodities. Next, we come to another neighbor, China. China's Changhao Commodity Exchange. Changhao Commodity Exchange, ZCE, is established as a futures exchange in 1990 as China's first pilot futures market. ZCE has listed 18 futures product and one options product, including wheat, gluten wheat, early rice, late indica rice, japonica rice, cotton yarn, rapeseed oil, rapeseed meal, white sugar, apple, thermal coal, methanol, pure terephthalic acid, flat glass, manganese, silicon, ferrosilicon, white sugar, and different other commodities, including agriculture, energy, chemical, construction materials, as well as metallurgical industries. Next, we move to Ghana. Ghana has Ghana Commodity Exchange. Ghana Commodity Exchange establishes linkage between agriculture and commodity produce and the buyers to secure competitive prices for their products, assuring the market quantity, quality, as well as timely settlement of the trade. The Ghana Commodity Exchange is regulated national and regional market linkage buyers and sellers of agriculture and non-agricultural products to trade under rules and discover prices while assuring the market quantity and quality of products for timely settlement. GCX has a major advantage. It is positioned as a national and a regional exchange to formalize Ghana's and West Africa's agricultural sector and provides better interface for both the agri and finance markets for the participants, which can be producers, which can be traders also. Next, we come to Russia. Your St. Petersburg International Mercantile Exchange is one of a major exchange in Russia. It offers a convenient, reliable, and transparent trading experience. It offers trading both in spot and derivatives contract. It has a specific electronic system which gives buyers and sellers easy to use, remote online access. The modern risk management and settlement procedures ensure financial oversight, especially over contract execution, physical delivery, as well as settlement of trades. We come to Australia. Australian Securities Exchange, ASX, is one of the world's leading financial market exchanges. ASX provides a full suite of services, which includes listing, trading, clearing, settlement, technical and information services, and various other post-trade services. It operates market for a wide range of asset classes, which includes your equity, which includes your fixed instruments, which includes your commodities, different types of commodities. So friends, now we have got a good overview of global agri-commodities exchanges. We have also tried to understand some specifications on the different contracts that they execute. We have also understood the different types of commodities that are traded on this. So this brings up a complete picture of your total global agri-commodity exchanges in India as across the globe also. With this, we complete chapter number 6. Next, we'll enter into chapter number 7, which would be also very interesting because we would be talking on how the contracts are actually made, some basics of the forwards, futures and options contracts. We'll also learn some strategies for execution of these contracts, and that gives you full picture about how a trading actually happens on agri-commodities exchanges, and how the participants, which can be a farmer, which can be a trader, which can be a speculator, which can be different types of participants in the agri-commodities exchanges, leverage the benefits and manage their price, hedge their price to ensure that everyone grows together. Thank you.